What's going on, people? It's your boy Kalichi back with another episode of the Ramblin' Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are taking care of yourselves. I hope y'all are doing all the things you know you ought to do during these times, my friends. Man, I cannot believe it's already January 23rd. Bro, the January is almost over. I feel like the year just began and now we're almost in February? Bruh. It's like they say, time really does wait for no man. It just keeps going and going. It just keeps going. And because of that, I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, man, this year will run out on most of us and we will not be able to accomplish the goals that we set for ourselves at the beginning of the year. And so I was thinking to myself, what are some of the habits that has helped me achieve some of the things that I've been able to achieve? Because a lot of us are thinking about, yo, I have this goal, I have that resolution, I have this that I want to accomplish. And we're trying to develop new habits. So I decided I wanted to share with y'all five of the biggest life-changing habits for myself. Five of the biggest things that has completely changed my life when it comes to just being able to progress and do the things that I'm able to do now and how I'm able to do that because of some of the habits that I learned over time and developed for myself. But without further ado, we're just going to get right into it. So the habit number one that has changed my life is sleep. Getting adequate amount of sleep. Forcing myself to go to bed early. You know what's strange? When we're kids, our parents set these rules in place that we're all like, oh, why are you forcing me to go to sleep? Why should I go to bed right now? Why can't I stay up? I never understood it when I was a kid. I was like, yo, there's good cartoons. There's these shows on. And I always get mad at my parents. Now I'm like, yo, I need to go to sleep on time. Bedtime for me is 11, and then I usually fall asleep sometime around 11:30. But making the decision to enter my bed at 11 o'clock and having that strong deadline, it keeps me from doing a whole lot of things. Yeah, I could be a part of a bunch of other things, but I've realized just the benefit of having enough sleep every night. Of just now to a point where I don't necessarily always need my alarm to wake me up. Where I can beat my alarm. Or for me, because I used to sleep so much, I would sleep a whole bunch. For me, the main thing is I actually hear my alarms now. It used to be in the past, I would sleep and I have some of my friends that I've spent the night with, my alarms would be going off. You can ask my brother, my alarms would be going off and I wouldn't even hear it. I wouldn't even notice it. I wouldn't know anything. And they would be like, what is wrong with this guy? He's sleeping way too much. And the problem was I went to sleep far too late. And so when my alarm went off, I'm not even coherent enough. Like my body's like, no, we still need more sleep. But now that I've gotten into the strict rule of like, yo, we go to bed at 11 o'clock and we're asleep. We get that solid 6 to 7 hours of sleep and we're good for the next day. Nowadays, I don't wake up stressed out like, oh my God, I gotta get to work. I'm late. No, none of that. I wake up and I feel refreshed. I feel ready to attack the day. I don't feel panicked anymore. I don't feel groggy and, oh, I'm awake. Ah, oh, what am I going to do? No, none of that. I'm like, I wake up and yes, sometimes I still want to get some more Z's in there, but I'm able to wake up and do what I need to do for that day. So getting enough sleep has been a game changer for me. And that goes into another part, which is resting. And when I say resting, it's something that I'll talk about later on, but resting, I mean taking the time to do nothing. Taking the time to just enjoy nature. Like do nothing. Taking the time, maybe watch a show that you've been behind on because a friend told you about it, but you've been running so much. For people like myself who are always doing something, always trying to get the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, one thing we forget to do is rest. Our minds are always racing. Our minds are always going. But even God, the creator of the entire universe, it says in the Bible that on the seventh day, he rested. So how much more you and I? So something I'm implementing, still something I have to learn is resting. Where I'm not creating content or working or doing this or the other, but actually resting. Spending time with friends, which is a form of rest. Spending time by myself where I just nap or I watch sports or whatever. Or even just doing nothing. Just doing nothing. Resting is key. And then the second habit is starting off my days with prayer and Bible study. Starting off my day with prayer and Bible study. Now, I know not everyone is a Christian, so for you, that may be starting off your day with meditating. But starting off your day by not looking at your phone, by not rushing out to the chaos of the world, by not allowing the chaos of the world into your mind first thing you wake up. For a lot of us, this is how we wake up. Ugh. What was I watching last night? Oh, that's interesting. Oh, really? That's how we wake up. We wake up and immediately pick up our phones. I'm not even gonna judge anyone because I did the exact same thing. Immediately pick up my phone, like, oh, what happened while I was asleep? There's such a FOMO that these things have gotten us on. These social media platforms, and we're like, what am I missing out on? Immediately we wake up, and that is the worst way for you to wake up. Rather, start your day, not by allowing the chaos in, but letting your mind be filled with peace, giving yourself the balance you need to go about your day. Have you ever wondered? Sometimes I wonder why everybody's so mad. And then I realize, like, especially when I'm driving in the morning, I drive in Atlanta. In Atlanta, people are terrible in Atlanta, drivers. In Atlanta are terrible. And I realized, oh yeah, of course. You woke up this morning and the first thing you saw was a negative news headline. So already your temperament is negative. And so when your temperament is already negative, anybody does anything to you, you spaz out automatically. Everybody's already pissed off before they even walk out the door. Start your day off. Start your day off, not allowing the world in, but if you're a Christian, allowing God to fill you up, to charge you up, to give you your daily dose, your daily bread that you need in order to challenge the day. If you're not a Christian, meditating is so important for you to clear your mind and just to think and just allow yourself to reflect on life. Most of us never get the chance or never take the time to just reflect on life. And so we just keep going. And we never ask ourselves the important questions about, am I moving in the right direction? Is this the person that I need to be with? And then we wake up one day and we're pissed off that life has just left us behind. But really, it's our fault because we never took the time to reflect. So start your day off. If you're a Christian, praying, reading the Bible, hearing from God so he can drop something in you. Even if you don't understand it at that point in time, when the time needs for you to understand it, that scripture will come up. And all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, I needed that. If you're not a Christian, meditating, clearing your mind allows you to focus better on your day. This is the second habit that has completely changed my mind, is waking up and deciding, yo, the first 15 of the morning, I'm not always good at this. I'm not going to lie to y'all. But the first 15 in the morning, that's a date between me and God. That's me and God, and I'm hanging out with him. Nobody interrupt me. Me and God are chilling right now. He my date, and I got to show up on time. The third habit that has completely changed my mind is turning off notifications. Turning off notifications. And when I say turning off notifications, I'm basically mainly talking about notifications from social media apps. And notifications from non-essential apps, from gaming apps, from all these apps that are always sending us all these random advertising notifications and all these things, turning off all of that noise and having just the most important notifications, banking notifications, phone calls. And most of us don't even use our phones for what they are used for. But anyway, text messages, banking notifications, phone calls. And usually it's not for everybody that even those are turned on for. Because what I've realized is most people don't need access to me that like that all the time. Especially when I started creating on social media and there's always somebody sending you something. There's always somebody liking something. There's always somebody doing something. There's always a way for you to stay connected all the time. These things want to send you notifications all the time. And for me, I had to decide, no, I am not playing that game. As a matter of fact, I learned this from my brother. I literally separated out the phone that I used to post stuff. Is a completely separate phone. It's my older phone. making a whole lot of noise now. I don't know why it's doing all this noise. It's my older phone. And my new phone doesn't have any of the application. It doesn't have TikTok. It doesn't have Instagram. It doesn't have anything on here. No Facebook. None of that. This phone has everything. But this phone can only work when it's connected to Wi-Fi, which means it stays at home. So when I'm out and about, I'm not distracted by all the notifications that are popping up all the time. I always wonder, right? I always wonder and ask myself, how is everybody able to focus so well with all of the notifications that are flooding you all the time? You post something on Instagram, you get 1,000 notifications of like, this person liked it, this person liked it, that person reposted it, that person, and it's like this whole flooding of just information, just bang in your face. And it's, how are you able to focus? The amount of group chats that we're in, and we're like all these plethora of things, like WhatsApp messages, all these things. At some point, you're not able to think anymore. There's always a distraction left and right, left and right. And so we're not able to do deep work. We're not able to spend 15 to 30 minutes focusing on what we need to accomplish. And for me, that was becoming a problem. So I just had to do away with notifications. Now, if you look at my phone, the notifications I get are email, my bank, text messages, Snapchat. And when I say Snapchat, it's literally like friends only. Like the only people that send notifications to me are friends only, like very direct Snapchats. And even those, this is something I also do. If you want to turn on notifications, turn off the sound. Turn off it actually notifying you where it just comes in the background. Turn off these notifications that are so distracting. If it's that important, guess what they're going to always do? Call you. Hey man, I sent you something on Snapchat. I need you to look at it and let me know. If it's important enough, they'll find a way to reach out to you. Turn off notifications. Do not let your life be controlled. Because at this point, the way it works is you don't control your actions anymore. You don't control the things you do. You are controlled by your phone. Because your phone, a notification popped in. Guess what? We all do this. Have you guys ever done this where like you feel like your phone is vibrating? You get that phantom vibrate, you pick it up and it's like, oh, what's going on? But really, there was nothing there. At this point, our phone is ruling us. So turn off notifications. That's one thing that has helped me is it removes all the distraction. And even a part of that is curate your social media feeds. Curate your, in other words, be very selective about the things that you see on social media. Be very selective about what you allow to be in your feed. I have used social media to be a learning tool for myself. I don't get the celebrity culture. I really do not. I don't understand why we get so crazy about celebrities. What have they done for us? They entertained us. Thank you for entertaining me. Guess what? I paid for that entertainment as well. So thank you for your service. But why do we flock to these celebrities so much? Why is our fees filled with all kinds of celebrities? Or why is our feed filled with all kinds of things that aren't adding any benefit to our lives? At one point I was like, yo, why do I have all of these people in my feed? Like, I don't care about what they're doing. I had to go through and curate and remove so many different people from my Instagram, from my Twitter, from YouTube, from all of these things. And I bottled it down to people that were actually like infusing me with knowledge so I could grow and learn. Use social media to your advantage. If there's something you want to learn about, if you want to learn about coding, start curating coding. Make it work for you. Like search coding channels, search coding pages that will teach you how to code, where that is being involved in everything that you do. You see it all the time. If you're trying to learn a skill, social media can be so beneficial, but most of us don't use it to our benefit. We don't use it to our benefit. We use it to our detriment because we get distracted by the latest trend on TikTok about somebody dancing or some celebrity saying something. Curate your feed. Let it be something that's actually feeding you rather than something that is taken away from you, that you can actually grow from. Habit number four that has changed my life is working out and eating right. Working out and eating right. I remember when I was in, I think it was 2018, I went for our storm duty, which is for work. When we have like major storms, hurricanes, and those kind of things, we go and support different utilities. And we're on storm duty. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, holy crap. You know, sometimes we don't see who we really are when we look at the mirror. We see a representative of what we want to see. And so for some reason this day, when I was on storm duty, I saw myself in the mirror. And I was like, yo, you don't look as good as you think you look. And that changed. That flipped the switch for me. Now I work out 3 to 5 days every week consistently. And I can't think of how I wouldn't work out anymore. I can't. It's become a part of my life. I just have to do it. Not because anybody's forcing me to do it, but because I've seen the benefits of it. I feel amazing. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm in the best. I'm not shredded or anything like that, but I am in the best shape of my life. I have never felt this good when I'm doing anything. I feel good. I feel confident, which is weird. Like, the thing is, like, people think confidence is just, you just have it. Sometimes the way you get confident is by doing something you thought you couldn't do. That's how you gain confidence. Most of us don't just walk into confidence. Some of us have that swagger, yes. But some of us, we have to prove to ourselves that we can do it. And now you become confident. I used to think like, oh, it depends on the clothes that I wear. It depends on this. I need to be in the trend. I need to be, bump all that noise. Now, I don't care what I wear. I feel like I look good all the time. I can look like literally a hobo. I can look like I'm wearing rags, but I don't care. For me, I look at myself, I'm like, yeah, damn straight, I look good. Where in the past, I was like, I got to buy the right things. I got to do this and I got to do that. I bumped that noise. Now I'm just like, yo, I rock whatever. I always look good. Why? Because I took the time to exercise and work out and just treat my body because it's the only one I got. We don't get multiple. This ain't a rental. This is owned for life. And if it's owned for life, I better take damn good care of it, which goes into what I put into it as well. Now, I'm not going to lie. I still eat all the things. I eat whatever. I'll eat everything. But I only do that when I'm not at home. I only do that when I'm outside my house. In my house, if you come to my house, as most people know, what you will find is fruits, lots of fruits, not a whole lot of random foods, and plantain chips. I don't have random snacks like potato chips and all this stuff just sitting everywhere in my house. Because guess what I figured out? I don't have the willpower to deny myself. I just don't. If there's potato chips in the house, I'm going to eat it. My mom found this out. She always freaks out when I go home on holidays and all this stuff. And she'll have all this sugary stuff in the house. And I'll just be chowing down and destroying it. And she's like, Kelechi, it's no good. It's too much sugar. It's too much sugar. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I only eat it when I'm in the crib. When I'm back in my own place, none of that stuff is in the house. None of it. Why? Because I know I don't have the willpower. So I created an environment that enabled me to stay healthy. And then I just pick things that I love to eat. Salmon, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots. And once you do that, if you do that, man, you would just enjoy life so much more. And then the fifth and final habit that has helped me so much in life is not putting off doing things. Not putting off doing things. I no longer have this mentality of like, oh, I got time. I got time. I'll just take care of it tomorrow. I'll take care of it the next day. No. As my brother told me one time, if it needs to be done, do it today. Why put off what can be done tomorrow? Do it today. If you need to handle something, handle it today. Don't put it off. The longer you put off doing something you know you need to take care of, the less likelihood you're actually going to take care of it. And let's say something popped in your head and you're like, yo, I need to do this thing. And you can't do it because you're not at the location. There is a reminder app on your phone. Every single one of us has it. I use a special one called TickTick. That reminder app is literally a godsend for me. Because what I do is I'll write it down. I'll remember like, oh, I need to do this when I get home. I will write it down in the app and put a reminder time so that I actually take care of it. Don't put off things that you know you need to do. For some of us, we know we need to make a budget or we need to review our finances, but we keep putting it off. We keep saying, I got time, I got time, I got time, I got time. And as your debt keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. Why? We don't take the time to sit down and do what we know we should do. If there's something you need to do, do not put it off. I started off this podcast talking about how time is running away from us. Literally running away from us. Don't take that for granted. If there's something you need to do, do it now. Do it now. But anyway, these are the five habits that have completely changed my life. Resting/sleeping. Starting my day with prayer and Bible study. Turning off notifications on my phone, especially from social media apps, and then curating my social media feed. Working out and eating properly. And finally, not putting things off just because I got time. And the reason why I say that is when I don't put things off, I'm able to rest because my mind is not always thinking about, oh, I need to do this. I need to do this. And I'm not anxious because I'm like, yo, I've taken care of what I need to take care of so I can do whatever I want. If you do what you need to do, you don't have to freak out later on. I know some people be like, oh, I worked my best under stress. That's a lie. That's BS. You're lying to yourself. So if there's something you need to do, do it now. Because guess what? This is a whole cycle of a thing. If you do what you need to do, you'll be able to fully rest and enjoy the presence of your friends and family, which allows you to start your day off properly, which then you can do all the other things you know you need to do. Because when you say like, oh, I need to rest, notifications no longer become important because you're like, yo, I need to sleep. I don't need distractions because I need to take care of what I need to take care of. Once you implement working out into your life, you eliminate a lot of other distractions. All of a sudden you have a focus and you're walking down your road. It helps you eliminate multiple decisions without you having to actually do anything. But anyway, these are some of the things that have helped me a whole bunch. I hope these helps y'all, or maybe you can take one or two things out of this thing. And if you do, share this podcast with one person that you love, one person that you hate, and one person you're just kind of like about. And by that time, you'd have shared it with every single person that you know. But it's been your boy Kalechi. I'm going to catch you up on the next one. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all. And I'm out. Peace. Whoosh.